It's Friday, November 25th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On November 20th, 9 Christians were attacked by radical Hindu nationalists in Chhattisgarh, India, reports International Christian Concern. The mob burst into a newly built church hall in Kaushalnar village during Sunday service. The radicals mercilessly beat the congregation, resulting in the hospitalization of 9 Christians. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13 says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed." Former Vice President Mike Pence gave mixed answers last weekend when asked about the federal codification of homosexual faux marriages. He said he personally believes in a biblical view of marriage, but also recognizes the U.S. Supreme Court's 2015 radical redefinition of marriage established in Obergefell versus Hodges. Appearing on Face the Nation on November 20th, Vice President Pence responded to a question from CBS correspondent Margaret Brennan.
"What about same-sex marriage? A number of Republicans are getting on board federal protections for it. Do you believe that you need to consider that when you talk about compassion?"
"As a Bible-believing Christian, I'll always hold the view that marriage is between one man and one woman. I think it was ordained by God. And that'll always be my values. But the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled on this in the Obergefell case.
So you don't think a federal law is needed, like a number of Republicans
are now?" "We can disagree with Supreme Court decisions, but we can't disobey them. I respect the pronouncements of the court. And I actually think it's just as important as we go forward as a nation that we make it clear that we don't believe in discrimination against anyone because of who they are, who they love, or what they believe. But at the same time, I think we need to make sure that we protect the religious freedom of every American that's enshrined in the Constitution, the ability to live, to work, to worship in a manner according to the dictates of your conscience. And I think we're getting there. I think we're moving forward as a nation, and I look forward to continuing to express my values, but express them with compassion